When we talk about Native American issues on the show, which has been infrequent, and I'll admit, it has been, let's see, what have we talked about? We've talked about casino gaming issues in the state of Michigan with the sovereign tribes and some of the tug-of-war that's gone on over that with land rights and the federal courts, and especially in the city of Lansing. Two, we've talked about nicknames of sports teams. Okay, and I'm not discounting that as an issue, but how does that really affect Native Americans, the original Americans, day to day? They suffer from extremely high poverty levels here in the United States and on the reservation. And I'm not talking about some of the smaller reservations here as much in Michigan, but certainly out west and where I'm from in the western United States, there are some major issues out there. Well, there are groups that are trying to help in addition to governmental agencies, which have done some good things and some bad things over the years. One of the people trying to help reached out to us, joining us this morning to discuss, and that's Robbie Rice Dietrich, President and CEO of Partnership with Native Americans, PWNA. She's on the other end of our line this morning. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Dave. It's good to talk with you.
It's good to talk with you as well. You know, we have Native American issues that run deeper than the two that I brought up off the top end. And I think if you check headlines frequently, you'll see a lot of that, but not so much about the day-to-day struggles that Native Americans have, especially those who are part of the reservation system, where, you know, life can be very difficult.
You're correct in that. I think many people in our country simply don't realize how difficult life can be on some of these reservations. Partnership with Native Americans, we work with the isolated and remote reservations. They're actually some of the most poverty-stricken areas within our own country. And, you know, Dave, some of the things that we and your listeners take for granted, like running water and electricity and phone service and the ability to get to a grocery store and emergency response teams, simply don't exist or are severely limited on the reservations we serve. And we deal with the results of years of poverty and sometimes hopelessness. High dropout rate, as many as 70% of the students drop out before finishing high school. High rates of disease and sickness. On some of our reservations, a Native American male, for example, has a lifespan that's a full 20 years shorter than average for a non-Native male. Hmm. But, you know, the other things we find on these reservations is a lot of people that are making a positive difference in their community and developing solutions to some of the problems that they have to face. And those are the people we're working with. And we've got some good news to report about the things that are being accomplished through our programs.
Well, and many Native Americans that I've known, and I've known a good number over the years, they take also pride, and they try to solve their own issues, but some of them are based on, I guess, the relative lack of power they have in their individual states and with their reservations and the system of being sovereign nations, too. It makes it very tricky, and again, I think that adds to the difficulty factor.
Well, you are absolutely correct in that statement. What we find is that there is no shortage of solutions mm-hmm. to the problems that the reservations face. They know the challenges. The reservation communities where we work know what needs to be done. And our role as Partnership with Native Americans is to simply be that partner. We're kind of this bridge between the needs and the solutions that these sovereign nations, the reservation communities, develop. And we're that bridge to the resources off the reservation that can help them implement the solutions that they have for changing the dropout rate from high school, getting more students in to college and through college, for addressing food insecurity issues and a host of other things. But it's especially heartening to find that there are so many people on the reservation that are doing great work to change the living conditions there.
Has the sanctioning of casino gaming across America under the guise of Native American sovereignty, has that changed the equation for many Native Americans or just a few, or is it like a Band-Aid on a major wound?
Well, this is a misperception that many people have about today's Native American communities. Most people assume that all Native Americans benefit greatly from casinos and gaming. The reservations that we work with, though, they are not the reservations that are tourist destinations, and they simply are not benefiting from casino revenues. So it is something that we face in the education we try to do to make people understand mm-hmm. that the majority of Native Americans do not have access to gaming and casino revenue. Another misperception we work with is people assume that the federal government provides free housing and free education, and under the terms of the hundreds of treaties that have been signed during the years, that Native Americans benefit greatly from resources flowing through those treaties. And sadly, the fact of the matter is that out of the hundreds of treaties, only one or two have ever been completely honored. So there's definitely not enough funding coming through government channels. There's not funding for the reservations we work with from the casinos. And so we get all of our funds from private donations, and we make a wise investment of our donor funds in some of the programs and solutions that are working well on the reservation.
Robbie Rice Dietrich, President CEO, Partnership with Native Americans, joining us in the program. Robbie, you have a 100-day supply drive that's out there to help, and I know you'd like our listeners of the Morning Wake Up to assist if they can. Tell us what you're trying to get out there, some of the items that you're seeking, whether in-kind donations or monetary, and what the need is specifically.
Well, thank you about asking about that. This is a national call to action. We have a supply drive going on so that we can increase donations of the products that are most needed on the reservations. And these are products that are either unavailable on the reservations we serve or unaffordable. Mm-hmm. The specific things that we're looking for people to donate as in-kind gifts or to provide funding for us so that we can purchase more of them and transport them to the various reservations are canned vegetables and fruits, bottled water, school supplies, just to be able to get notebooks and pads and pencils for thousands of school children is so helpful, toothpaste, toothbrushes, laundry detergent. And people can go to our website, nativepartnership.org. They can find out how they can contribute to the supply drive, or they can call our toll-free number, and that's 800-416-8102. We hope people, your listeners, will hear about this, that they'll share this in their social media conversations. Perhaps use our hashtag, which is #NativePartnerHope, H-O-P-E. People involved in churches, people involved in sports teams, neighborhood associations. We hope they'll talk to one another and choose as groups to support this fund drive, because we want to raise $300,000 to $500,000 worth of products and funds so that we can get these critical supplies to the reservations where they're needed. Mm.
Robbie Rice Dietrich, President and CEO here. And her website is nativepartnership.org, the 800 number, 800-416-8102. And you can hashtag on Twitter, Native Partner Hope. You can go to the website, though, and make a donation if you are so inclined. Find out more, gain some awareness about the topic. I remember going through parts of South Dakota. My wife's family had lived southeast of Rapid City and a couple of counties in South Dakota. And I was just really struck by what I saw. It was not anything. It wasn't like taking a quick trip around Mount Rushmore and to the tourist hotels.
No.
It was the complete opposite, and really was a stark reminder that we haven't come quite as far as we think we have. Robbie, I appreciate you being on the show today. Look forward to talking to you again. Update us how your drive goes. Have a wonderful day.
We'll do that. Thank you so much, Dave.